أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا حسرة على العباد، ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون. ألم يروا كما أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون. وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون. What a pity upon my servants. Whenever a messenger came to them, they mocked at him. They did not see how many generations before them were destroyed, and that they were not going to return to them. And every one of them were to be brought before us for the judgment. After Habib al-Najjar had advised his people, they made him a martyr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed the people of the town. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the problem is these people, when the messenger came, instead of accepting him and listening to his message, إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, they mocked at him. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, there are many such incidents, but one glaring example is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif, which is about 100 kilometers from Makkah, with Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. It was a very, very difficult time. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha had passed away. Abu Talib, the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, passed away without iman. They just came out of the valley of Abu Talib. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was looking for supporters, looking for support. So he went to Taif, hoping that these people would lend their support and assist after accepting the message of Islam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through to the three chiefs, then from their answers and response, you can see how they mocked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first chief said, "What did Allah make you a prophet, so you can tear down the curtains of the Kaaba?" So, in what a way he said it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mocking at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The second chief said, "If you are really a prophet, then I don't want to speak to you, because it's very dangerous to talk to a prophet, because if you oppose him, then you are asking for trouble." Now, what a silly thing he said. He's making a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's making a statement which is somewhat true, but he's making a mockery of it. And he's not understanding that it's actually worse what he was doing. Istihza, to make a mockery of a prophet, was even more worse and even more dangerous for him. And he said, "If you're an imposter, then I don't want to waste my time talking to you." And then one of them said, "Could Allah Ta'ala not find anyone else besides you to make a prophet?" So every one of them, they made istihza, they mocked at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, whenever a messenger came to them, then they made a mock of him. Now, Mufti Shafi Sahib, he explains in Ma'arif al-Quran, we explained yesterday, he said, look at this verse. They said to them, "Ma antum illa basharun mithluna." The people said to the prophets, alayhimus salam, "You are men like us," number one. Number two, they said, "Wa ma anzala rahmanu min shay." Allah Ta'ala didn't reveal anything to anyone. Then they said, number three, "In antum illa takdhibun." You are liars. In response to this, the Anbiya alayhimu salam were so forbearing and tolerant. They didn't respond with hot words. They responded in a very beautiful manner. They said, "Wama alayna illa al-balaghul mubin." It is only our duty to proclaim the clear message. They never become nasty. They never start name-calling like they did, calling them liars, etc. They didn't bring themselves down to their level. They said, our duty is only to proclaim the clear message. Now it is for you to understand and for you to accept. But the nations of the past, whenever they rejected their prophets, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had punished them. It was the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Majid, "وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ." As long as you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are among them, Allah Ta'ala wasn't going to send down His punishment like He sent down to the nations of the past and completely wipe them out. Yes, there are individual incidents with many individuals where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. Like the person that injured Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that person, he injured Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was very proud of it. He hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam severely. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, a few days later, a mountain goat tore him into pieces with its horns. And then there were other incidents also of people and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had dealt with them. But destroying them like how Allah ta'ala destroyed the nations before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't do that to the people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for us, the rest of the verse, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. As long as they make istighfar, Allah ta'ala won't punish them. The month of Ramadan, increase in our istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar. We are advised after every salah, about 3 times to read Sayyidul Istighfar. The best form of istighfar, it's a bit lengthy. If we don't know, find out. It's in the kitabs in the masjid. Take the kitab at least once, maybe in the day, we read the Sayyidul Istighfar and increase in other forms of istighfar, Astaghfirullah at the least. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people, they mocked at their prophets. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't they see how many generations before we had destroyed and that they were not going to return to them. It's a one-way ticket. Once you lose this life of this world, then you are in the realm of the barzakh and the akhirat. And then after that, it is the consequences that you will face. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعُ الَّذِينَ مُحْضَرُونَ. Every one of them will be brought before Allah Ta'ala for judgment, and they will have to face the consequences for their actions in this world. It didn't end here. There is a life in the year after. It's another life, which is an everlasting life, and every one of them will have to account for their deeds. By way of extension, we take lesson from this, that we also will have to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala and give an account of our deeds. And by Allah Ta'ala, there is absolute justice. So we should try our utmost best to make sure that on that day, that Allah Ta'ala makes us successful and that we attain Jannah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.